Afghan doctor Rajia Sharibi said Friday that she and a medical team might be able to offer the hostages professional treatment for the first time since they were kidnapped more than 2 weeks ago. She says she is ready as an Afghan woman to go and treat the hostages as a matter of humanitarian obligation. Sharibi and several colleagues from an Afghan hospital are exchanging messages with Taliban insurgent kidnappers and say the medical visit might be arranged within the next 24 hours. A self-described Taliban spokesman is quoted in media reports as saying two of the female hostages could die from serious illnesses they have incurred from the stress and heat of their captivity. The kidnappers have shot to death two of the male hostages and say more may be executed if Taliban prisoners are not released from Afghan prisons. Baekjeon Choon, a senior South Korean presidential envoy, returned to Seoul Friday after a week of unsuccessful diplomatic efforts in Afghanistan and Pakistan to secure the hostages' release. Despite Baek's return, South Korean presidential spokesman Chun Ho-sun says efforts to save the hostages continue. He says the word negotiations is not appropriate, saying South Korea prefers to say it is in frequent contact with the Taliban. It remains to be seen whether that contact will be face-to-face. The purported Taliban spokesman, Qari Yusuf Ahmadi, has told reporters the insurgents are ready for direct talks. He says U.S. and Afghan officials have not been sincere in dealing with the Taliban. Because of that, he says, the Taliban welcomes direct negotiations with Korean officials. Ahmadi's comments have fueled South Korean media speculation that a direct meeting may take place soon, but so far no firm plans have been announced. The Afghan government and its main security partner, the United States, have ruled out releasing any Taliban prisoners in exchange for the hostages, despite pleas for flexibility from the South Korean government and public. U.S. officials say refusing concessions to terrorists is a decades-old American policy designed to discourage hostage-taking. Afghan, U.S., and South Korean officials have also ruled out any attempt at a military rescue for the time being. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.